But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Playing really well.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's having a career year. Like, the Bucks came charging back in that game last night, and the reason that the Nets won was because of Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
He's having an incredible year.
I don't think there are people who feel that way. Like, hey, like, still think about trading for him anyway. I don't think there's any way you could do that.
I don't think you could do it today.
And we spent the better part of a month just lambasting Monty McNair for drafting a player that couldn't play. Mm-hmm. How are you going to
go trade for a player that can't play?
Can't do that. I think
that's a brilliant move by Monty McNair right there. Just went out and got his guy. I love it.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Anything could happen, but man, I don't know what moves are going to be made.
For
the Kings, because even one of your big trade chips is starting to play better, starting to be healthy, and I'm talking about Trey Lyles. He's somebody that
he's not fat anymore.
According to the league, he's a guy that has played well. He's been valuable, and here's the other killer: he's the expiring contract, Kevin Huerter.
That's right.
If it was the other way around, maybe you could just flip Kevin Huerter because he's the expiring. He got a year left. I don't. And then depending on what we see and how they feel about Devin Carter, I don't know if you want to give him up necessarily the same way you were willing to maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know what moves could be coming down the pipe. And some of that is Monty's doing as well because – there are some situations, like maybe even like with Washington, some deals with Washington. You may be able to get something done if you had your second round picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you could get a Valanciunas and you have a trade exception or take the salary, whatever, and get him with the second round pick. They don't need no players back. They don't even really need no contracts back. Like, if you can just take the contract and give them picks, they're cool with that. But you don't even have your second round picks like that. So that's one of the places where he kind of messed up.
Monty's move being Devin Carter, this just could be kind of incredible.
What if Devin Carter's really good?
Well,
what if you, I mean, I know me personally,
then I will
you haven't
apologize
really talked about
to
that
Monty
too
McNair.
Much.
Yeah. I will apologize to Monty McNair if he's that good.
Yeah. I like what I've seen in these two games, and I'm not necessarily talking about the numbers and the stats, although that's been great. Just looking at his game, look, to be honest with you, the game's a little awkward. I'll just say that. There's been some impressive things that I've seen with my own two eyes with this guy.
He's a first round pick playing against G League guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's not it, just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you brought up a great point, or Kyle brought up a great point earlier. Like, hey, go out there and work. It's like when Keegan was in the California Classic. You're not out here to be Keegan Murray on the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. You're out here to be Keegan Murray in front of the home crowd at the California Classic. You're an NBA player. They're fighting for NBA spots. Mm-hmm. You're a first-round pick. You're a top four selection. Go be a top four selection. And he did mm-hmm. in incredible fashion. That's what I think Devin Carter was for Stockton the last two nights.
I agree.
Go be an NBA player against guys who are trying to be NBA players.
Right.
And we'll see you Friday.
The thing that I think about with that is, in theory, that should translate into you, at the very least, being a solid NBA player. A solid rotational guy. Like, if you can go down there and do that, like Keegan Murray, right? Like, Keegan Murray's not an all-star, but when he was playing against those guys, he dropped 30 on the head, like, easily. And we would say Keegan Murray is just a really good NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're getting from Devin Carter right now in this rookie season, I think you take that and be happy. Like, you got a guy that can play 17 minutes a night for you on a consistent basis, give you good defense, not take anything off the table when he's out there on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. You know who really likes him? Is your boy. Not your boy. I ain't even going to play that game with you. Your boy, Kevin O'Connell. You
like
see
Devin
his tweet?
Carter. I don't actively avoid seeing his tweets.
Shout out Jay Gayden. He reposted it. That's how I saw it. But he responded to Shams talking about Devin Carter was available. And he says, Devin Carter will go down as one of the biggest steals of the 2024 NBA draft. Elite defender and rebounder, big time shot maker, active mover without the ball, reliable playmaker, clutch, leadership qualities, checks every box long term for the Sacramento Kings. And this goes.
To be clear, did you just say Shams or Sean?
Shams.
Oh, Shams did tweet. I didn't even get that alert. I just saw Shams.
Shams. I don't know if he was the first or what.
I think Shams. Sean greater than Shams, but whatever.
What O'Connell said is congruent with what everybody has said about him since he's been drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You watch his game. I think a lot of those guys like him a little bit more than I did. Like, I like him. Mm-hmm. I like his game.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I'm not. I still want to see more,
mm-hmm.
but I keep seeing a lot of good things when I see his game on the professional level. And that lines up with what everybody said, man. They love Devin Carter during that draft process.
Mm.
And we'll see. We'll see what he can do. I just like his activity. I like his physicalness. And he's a better athlete than I probably realized watching his college tape.
Skid TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening here on the Elk Grove Kid Talk line?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. What's good with you?
Oh, man, just vibing, listening to y'all. Listen, hey, I'm agreeing. Hey, I'm at the point, though, right? Jesse in the back, too. I'm at the point, bro, where I'm ready to keep Carter, bro. Like, if he playing like this, I'm with you. Like, he's showing out. Like, we got to be happy that we got a rookie that can play. And I'm ready to keep this dude.
Played. What are we doing?
D-Lo, hey, I got you. I got tonight. You know what? Let me back up. Tonight, let's make an assessment. But what we've seen a little bit, what I'm trying to say is I feel like it can help the team. You get me? Mm-hmm. And at this point, if we like Cam Johnson, we might have to stay away from that. Now, John Collins and Kessler could be something we could talk about. And then we just move forward, bro, and then find out where we see where we stand at the end of the season. Try to make this playoff push and push right there, and then let the chips may fall where they fall. At the end of the season, five, if you want to come back, you can come back. If not, then we'll move on with Carter, bro. But I'm not ready to give dude up just yet.
Okay.
Shout out to my boy. That's my boy, TC. My boy, TC, he says it like it is. That's what I like about TC.
Devin Carter era has begun tonight.
Just to say it in the JR voice. The Devin Carter era has begun.
Yeah, I would challenge anybody out there. Like I said, because I'm not saying it as if it's law, but come up with a trade that doesn't take away from the roster that you already have. I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I don't see it. And once again, this goes back to where Monty messed up. Because if you had second rounders and something, maybe you could facilitate one that way. But they need players. They need capable players. And a two-for-one deal or a two-for-one and a pick or something, like, that's not going to help them right now. And I think that's where they're at. That's the other thing about this. I think the Kings in that front office and the ownership and the coaching staff and the players are still in a, we're trying to win right now. We're trying to be a playoff team right now. They're not in sell mode. So any move that they try to make, I think, would go towards like trying to be better right now and adding to that roster. And I don't know how you do that by trading people on the roster.
To the chatty house. This could become a Steph and Monte Ellis situation.
Take a lap. Take a lap. You know what? Run the rest of class. Benson back. All of it.
Who are we referring to? I've got to know. Who's Steph in this situation? Okay. All right. Lisa. All right. Lisa, let me cook. D-Lo, I'm hopeful. That's fine. All right. I'm with it. I'm with it. Hey, why not?
Let's go.
Why not? Shoot, we went through a week of hell or whatever it is. That's fine. You want to be hopeful? You want to be hopeful in Devin Carter? I'm all for it.
Hey, man.
I'm hopeful in Doug Christie.
That's not as bad as mark my words about Frank.
Oh,
Mason.
No. Nothing. No, that's iconic.
That was crazy.
That is iconic.
That was crazy. And that was so, like, you didn't draft Trae Young.
Didn't draft Trae Young.
Like, because they were saying, like, no. Don't draft Trae Young.
Frank Mason. Was it Frank Mason and
Fox? He said Fox. They were going to be the backcourt.
Okay.
At the future.
Why do I feel like it was Frank Mason and Buddy Hill?
Yeah, I don't think it was De'Aaron.
I think De'Aaron was
odd man out.
No, I think De'Aaron was in there. I do it because I would have really gone crazy.
Oh, so what? Maybe was it don't know De'Aaron and Trae Young because it's De'Aaron and Frank Mason?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mark my words.
Because my original tweet was draft Trae Young. I don't care if Fox is there.
Yeah.
Keep them there. And they're like, nah, Fox and Mason.
What was iconic is that we found the tweet, brought it back, and he responded like, what is going on?
He did, man. But that was close, though. That was close. This Carter.
Carter and Monte Ellis.
That's crazy.
Nah, that's up there with. Yeah, that's up there. That's pretty
wild. But, hey, look, like you mentioned, we've had a tough week and a half. People want to believe in something or be hopeful for something. Like you mentioned, I believe in Doug Christie. I think Doug Christie is going to do a great job this season with this team.
Do not let Devin Carter score more than 20 today.
Oh my God.
Bro, if he gets 20 tonight, the Golden 1 Center is going to go crazy. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Light the beam all weekend if he scores 20 tonight and the Kings win.
It's going to go crazy. Yeah, man.
Devin Carter's
if he scores 20 and the Kings win, they're going to find a way to make Devin Carter levitate to the top of the beam.
Devin Carter's going to score 20. He's going to score 20. We're going to hear from Monty McNair after.
He scores 20. We're going to hear from a veteran of D-Bay.
They're nothing like us.
Nothing like us. We'll come back. It's D-Lo and KC. Oh, Jesus. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Just discussing the great egg shortage of 2025. That's
crazy.
Isn't that wild? Like, some eggs get, whatever, they're saying bird flu in the chat. And it's just, all right, eggs are however much now. They're scarce.
Just can't find them.
Man, it's always something.
Always
something.
Always.
We can't just live.
Nope. Just wait 3 weeks to hit.
We should start a deal on Casey Farm.
We should. My buddy, shout out to my man,
they have
Drew.
It out by the... What the reserves? What was it that Jasmine was talking about on the phone the other day?
Oh, yes, the reserve.
The reserve. But
we have it out there in Kenny's property.
You weren't quick enough. I'm sorry. He answered first. You have the reserves and all the farmland and all that.
I'm just saying, who's got more in the backyard? Come on, man. Come on. Who's got
the
reserve? Who got more in the reserve?
You, Kenny.
Stop it. This guy, we're building a stadium by himself. What are you talking about?
Why we can't build the farm?
Shout out to my man June. He uh, He live in Oak Park, and he got like a chicken coop and everything, making his own eggs, farming.
Probably living the life right now while we're all just fighting for eggs.
Yeah. Big ups to him.
Well, where do you find chickens?
It's a good question.
KC's friend's house.
Well, we don't want any animals near KC, as we've learned. It's the last thing we need.
That's not my bag.
Poor Rocky still trying to fight out of the Elk Grove dump.
Rocky, get out.
School's in the middle of the ocean by now.
this dude went Dexter with a squirrel, and now we're...
Dexter's coming back.
Yeah, I think Dexter is back.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't watch Dexter, but I keep seeing
it. Have you ever seen it?
Nah, because I heard it's wild like that. You know I don't like that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Someone says it's a good show.
No, I heard it's a great show, but yeah. It's wild like that.
The
right?
ending
like,
is dumb as hell.
What's out now is a prequel, right?
So what's on? Yes. What's so they did Dexter. It ended horribly. Everybody knew it ended horribly. So they brought it back for like a limited series. It's like, okay, here's a better ending. And even at that was like, all right, dude, this wasn't that good. And now they're doing the prequel.
I heard it's just, you know, one of them shows. A great show. Mm-hmm. People say it's a great show, but it's, you know, they... blood and everywhere and all this other stuff, like, not really my bag.
Yeah, there's definitely
although kind of the more and more of these shows they just just flippantly just getting people shot in the head and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo,
well, what right, kills me, it's not just
of FX.
It's not just that shot. It's not just shot in the head. It's like shot in the head up close in super slow motion.
Like, yo, all right, man, relax. That reminds me of that time on Power when they had that one scene I wasn't ready for when Ghost was in prison and he smashed Charlie Murphy's head. Like, wait, I thought he was dreaming. And that happened
in real life. Yeah, that was sick Charlie Murphy, too.
Yeah.
Charlie Murphy's last role, probably. Getting his head smashed in by Jamie St. Patrick. God bless Charlie Murphy.
Every great goes out with a loss. It's the wrestling rule.
Well, except Triple H.
Triple H, yeah.
what happened?
Triple H is the only guy who just can't go on a loss.
He just got to put his boots down in the ring. And
I get it. He's got heart condition, all that. Finger poke of doom will be fine.
I saw that tweet in an accompanying picture of Ric Flair yesterday. Come on, man. Come on,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you,
doing,
he
bro?
Just wants to die in the ring.
Goodness gracious. That can't happen, bro.
When you think of all of the, like, people, you're like, man, like, Chadwick Boseman isn't with us anymore. Like, the Black Panther. Yeah, there's this documentary I almost watched. I didn't think I could do it, though. Christopher Reeve, Superman.
Mm. Mm.
And Ric Flair's still alive and kicking.
Damn.
He's kicked the Grim Reaper's ass a couple times.
Dude, he really has. Yeah. Like, more than once.
That's crazy. Shout out Black Panther 2 was kind of tough a couple times.
Black Panther 2 was brutal. I don't think Black Panther 2 and Best Man Holiday, I don't think I'll ever watch a second time. It's like, all right, I watched it. I'm good.
Yeah, that was rough a couple times.
And I'm sure there's like nuances in the movie where it's like, you should probably watch it again. I do not want to experience that a second time.
No.
That was brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. I remember that's one of those ones where the news pops up and you look at your phone like, is there two Chadwick Bosemans?
I couldn't believe it. I was in Costco.
Like,
on a Friday night.
Black Panther ain't dead. Like, what is this?
I was like, huh? What?
And he fought that battle like completely private. Yeah. Like, never a hint anything was wrong.
That was shocking to see. Shocking.
Yeah.
Leaves a great legacy, though, man.
Absolutely. Big upstart. I mean, he has done nothing but play iconic roles. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you something.
I was just going to say whatever's going on with Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley is going to turn out to be iconic, but go ahead.
We could talk about that. I was going to ask you a King something, but we can hold off on that. These guys, they're going to go to the end of the earth. These are two of the more stubborn people in the NBA.
Oh, you're talking about Jimmy and Pat.
Yeah. They just going to fight over the cliff. Both of them just don't care. The crazy thing about Jimmy wanting to be traded is I don't know if Jimmy is aware of what his trade value is right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because I don't know where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he said he doesn't care where.
Mm.
Just trade him anywhere. He says he wants it. He said he lost his love for his joy of basketball.
Lost the smile.
Well, it's crazy how often like people lose their smile. They just frame it differently than Shawn Michaels did. But in the end, so many guys have just lost their smile.
Lost their smile.
We've all had it at one point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But when I say Jimmy's trade value, he's like, I want to be traded. Like, Jimmy, it's not that easy. You make like $40 million a year.
No.
Like, who is going to, number one, have the assets to match up with, to make the trade work? Number two, be willing to give up the assets that make it work to get Jimmy Butler? Like, you're 36, 37?
You know what team I think works? I just don't think it would make sense for them to do is the Clippers.
Mm.
The Clippers would have space to take the contract, which means the return could be, you know, smaller assets.
Yeah.
But would that even be?
You got Kawhi
productive for them.
You got Kawhi coming back. You could. I look at Jimmy Butler. I feel like you could turn him into, especially in certain situations, into a power forward.
Okay.
He's physical enough. He's strong enough. He's not small. He's, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
Mm-hmm.
So another reason I say power forward is because you do have Kawhi coming back. And now you can go with a starting lineup of Harden, Norm Powell, Kawhi, Jimmy Butler, and Zubac. Jones coming off the bench. Terrence Mann coming off the bench.
You probably have to include Norm Powell to make the money work.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, probably so. Yeah, because you
like you're going to need one hefty contract.
You don't have money elsewhere.
Yeah, Norm is like 20. So Terrence Mann had, but Terrence has long term money.
Hmm.
So I don't think Miami going to want that.
I think so. Terrence Mann seems like a guy Miami would want and would want to keep around. Because money isn't the thing for them. They want to still be the Heat.
Right.
So I think if you included a Terrence Mann, they'd be okay with like taking on that contract. Now, I don't know if that's enough compensation for them. Like they may like that's not enough. But I don't think they'd be scared off by his contract. Terrence Mann.
You're right. They'd want to remain. They're going to stay the Heat.
Mm-hmm. But would now I'll ask the question: Would the Clippers want to do that? The Clippers are kind of,
and that's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to give up? Like, do you think does Jimmy take you minus? Do you do Norm Powell and Terrence Mann? Because that damn near gets the money to work by itself.
That I wouldn't give up Norm Powell. And I don't know if they can get there without Norm. That seems to be the only
one that works. So you'd absolutely be giving up Terrence Mann.
Yeah. And let me see Derek Jones. I'm working out right now. I don't think this even works.
Well, Jimmy makes
$48 million.
Yeah.
And I just did because they don't want to give up Norm Powell. That 19 probably does make it work. It would probably be Norm, Terrence, and Derek Jones. Or
but
you could
correct
go Norm
me.
They got PJ Tucker's $11 million that they can work with. Mm-hmm. And that's what I include. Mm-hmm. I just did PJ, Terrence Mann, Derek Jones. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So let me take out Derek Jones and put in Norm Powell.
Are you on the trade machine?
I am.
God damn it.
That don't even work. Norm Powell, PJ Tucker, Terrence Mann don't work. I don't know how that's 22, almost another 20. It's only like $39, $40 million between those three. Jimmy's at 48.
Now you're at the point, now you're having the conversation we were having when we started the show about the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the strong suits for the Clippers is you've got a bunch of guys you have a deep roster who plays the style that Ty Lue wants them to. They play together. They play as a unit. And that's why they're in the position that they're in. Are there title contenders? Probably not. But that's a good basketball. I will happily trade places with the Los Angeles Clippers right now.
Yep.
You going to risk all that?
Yeah, that seems like a lot. And that's so... And that, then going to Jimmy, Jimmy wants out. Bro, you make $50 million a year. Who's going to give up $50 million in salary to your point just now, kind of deplete what you have
especially
going?
When you don't have a $30 million per year guy or a $20 million contract that's injured.
Yeah.
To where you're literally just trading the contract like like the Golden State Warriors did.
So I don't know. If I'm Pat Riley... Pat Riley might be telling him that. Like, all right, you want to leave Jimmy, cool. Who's trading for you? Go ahead. Matter of fact, Jimmy, go find a trade. I give you and your agent permission. Go ahead.
Well, his agent, boy, did he take an L. Sir, shut up. Because you look like an ass right now. You couldn't possibly look worse. If the next thing out of Jimmy Butler's mouth was, yeah, I fired my agent, it would make complete sense.
Yeah, that's a rough look.
Bro went at Shams, and Shams went on TV the next day and looked directly at the camera and said, and I'm going to paraphrase, bitch, I stand behind my reporting.
Shams was talking that
talk. We ain't heard from that dude since.
Talking that talk.
And now we've heard from Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you look ridiculous, but I don't know. When this first started, it's like, where does Jimmy fit? And I here we are 3 weeks later. I don't have an answer.
Damn.
I don't know who can pull that off to where it truly makes sense. And then remember, he wants to sign an extension. Mm-hmm. So whether that has anything to do with the upcoming trade, maybe he just really wants out of Miami. Maybe he's just sick of Pat Riley. But as a reminder, Pat let Dwayne Wade leave.
Yeah, Pat ain't.
Pat's the only guy that we know of to, like, publicly, even though he kind of did it indirectly, challenge LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. He ain't no punk.
Pat Riley was talking about, yeah, well, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, who's going to stick around? He essentially did what Mike Brown did the day Mike Brown was fired. Mm-hmm. And a day later, LeBron's going home.
Yeah. What did he say? You don't just leave because you just didn't
win. Because times are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't just leave because times are tough. And LeBron's smoking a cigar on his way to go meet Dan Gilbert.
Yes, I do leave.
I don't know what you do.
Oh, man, speaking of Dan Gilbert, I tried another one when you talk about team fit and all this other stuff. And I don't, like, this isn't enough.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to find where CBA-wise it would even work. I did Jimmy to Cleveland.
Cleveland?
They've got Karras at $16
million. Mm-hmm.
Max Strus at $15 million. Mm. Isaac Okoro at $10 million. That didn't work. So I put, like, couldn't even execute the trade. Then I put in George Niang at 8.5. That does work. Obviously, that's not enough to get Jimmy Butler, but that's the type of money we're talking about. That's the type of numbers that we're talking about to even match up and CBA-wise be able to make the trade. I don't think he's going nowhere.
I don't think he's going nowhere just because I feel like Pat Riley has made up his mind. Oh, we're doing this? Okay.
That too.
Pat Riley should have traded him in the offseason if you knew you weren't giving him a contract extension.
That's a good point.
But Pat probably feels like Jimmy's he's going to play, and we'll be good enough. He's not like Pat obviously wants to win championships. He's not going to allow his team to be a bad basketball team. Although, we might be tiptoeing around Minnesota Timberwolves' Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like.
And if that's the case...
Has anyone seen Rachel Nichols lately?
No, I haven't.
I was actually going to say, where is Rachel? She's
on Showtime or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So her and DeMarcus were doing a show.
Okay, yeah, that's the All the Smoke. Is All the Smoke still with Showtime or no?
No, they're not. They're kind of independent. They may have like some... They're not fully with them, if they are. I found one that might have worked. That might work, excuse me.
Okay.
Actually, it doesn't. They need more money. Damn. I went to Denver. And Dario Saric, Zeke Nnaji, and Michael Porter Jr., who makes $35 million. And that doesn't...
Mm.
Oh, actually, let me try it because I didn't put Jimmy Butler in there. Let's try it now. That does work.
There we go.
Michael Porter Jr., Zeke Nnaji, and Dario Saric for Jimmy Butler.
Man, that
works
actually,
contractually.
I mean, that could actually work on a lot of fronts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not – I don't know if Miami would do that. Jimmy, you might have to throw some picks in there if I'm Miami. Like, I need some first-round picks.
Jimmy Butler is like Michael Malone in player form.
Yeah. That'd be a great fit for
if you're Miami and the choice is Jimmy leaves for nothing or it's that deal, what do you take it?
I feel like Pat says whatever. And is
he's got another year.
I was going to say, player I don't option. Think this is yeah, – that's oh, what it is. That's player what option. It is. Thank you. Good player call. Option. Yep.
Well, okay, but – all right. Go find $50 million. So find somebody to pay you $50. I dare you. Who gonna say, the extension you want, and somebody going to say, because it's a player option, go ahead. Turn down the player option for $50 million. Go get another $50 million from someone. I dare you. I think Pat
well,
Riley.
Well, they're smart, though. Who? They'll know. Well,
then you mean
maybe he's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That if I'm Pat Riley and I'm calling your bluff, you ain't got nobody that's going to pay you $50 million.
Is this a thing, though, where you turn down the 1 year for 50 and get a three for 90?
Might be. Yeah, it might be.
Because you're 36, so like that's 90, how
90,
you get
90 might be, that'd be 30 per. That might be a little low. It might have to be closer to 100.
Yeah, but something like that was I'm not getting 50 per, but I'm going to get this total.
The overall money as
well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. That could be the case, too. Who's doing that, though? Who's signing Jimmy Butler to $90 million?
Well, man, I think Denver could win a title with that scenario
but
just laid out.
But that's what I'm saying. They got to trade, though.
Yeah.
So if Miami's like, nah, that's not good enough.
Oh, you mean if he walks? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Detroit?
Maybe.
I'm serious. I'm not
for real.
Detroit.
Go to Detroit, Jimmy.
Well.
Go to Detroit.
That's all I got.
You think you don't think he gets traded?
Nah.
This year.
Nah, I need to see it escalate, and I don't think it's going to escalate because of like Eric Spoelstra. I think Eric Spoelstra has too much
I think it will escalate. It's already escalating now.
You know what?
So we're talking like
I think
levels?
Yeah, okay. I think Jimmy could get more messy.
You know what? I think he can too, and I think he should do it on Monday.
I agree.
Just sit at midcourt. Just
who
sit did, down.
Who was Chris it? Who was it? Was it James Harden? Who had a disaster? Was it James Harden with the Rockets?
Yeah,
played his last game with the team in Sacramento, and the Rockets were like, Jesus, just get this over.
Oh no,
with.
No! It was it wasn't that. It something.
It
with
happened
Brooklyn.
Here in Sacramento.
Something with Brooklyn happened. Did they bring back Kyrie?
Well, no. Okay, so this was I think this was different. Yes, the Kings beat Brooklyn so bad that Kyrie's sensitivity training was magically over, and he came back. But I thought James's last game.
I don't. Or maybe it was against the Kings in Houston. I know it was in Houston.
Okay.
Because John Wall and DeMarcus. We're like pissed off at the podium.
I remember that. Yeah.
And it happened in Houston. It could have been against the Kings, though. It could have been against the Kings in Houston. And they were done with him.
Yeah.
And then they just sent him home, right? They didn't even do a trade immediately.
I thought they traded him right away. Maybe I'm just making this up like that Bills Ravens game I talked about earlier this year. Maybe I'm just making it up.
Oh, office update. The lights are out.
Oh, my God.
It's only
1:30. Oh, they're really out. Like, they're out behind me, too.
Oh, my God.
They're really out.
Only 1:30.
Can we go home?
That's crazy. That means even Aaron isn't here.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's bugging me. I thought it was Sacramento. That's bugging me. Oh, well. That's not important.
I'm going to find it.
It's not important.
I feel like it might have been against the Lakers.
I do remember the Brooklyn beatdown where it's like, all right, Kyrie, you've paid your debt to society. Come on back, pal. Circus.
Oh, man. But, yeah, the Jimmy, The Jimmy thing is crazy, man. It's crazy. Him going out there talking the way he's talking, being the way he is right now. And he just really feels like I can,
like, what happened?
I can do whatever I want right now.
Clearly something happened, like, behind the scenes that we missed out on.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. It could just be money. It could be Pat told me, I'm not giving you the extension.
Yeah,
it
could be. Yeah.
You know, and Jimmy thinks that he can get it somewhere else. And, yeah.
Shout out to the old guys. LeBron James, 38 points last night. Steph Curry, 8 of 8 from 3. What happened?
I'm sorry. I think you're right. I think so. I found an article about art, about Wall being upset. And here's the picture of James Harden, Corey Joseph back there. It might have been the game that sent them over the edge. Kojo back there.
Was DeMarcus Cousins on that Rockets team too, right?
Yeah, he's right there in that picture. I can't tell which, if that was the game or that's just the picture. But Harden was out of shape.
Well, he had the fat suit on.
Harden was out of shape.
They said James Harden had the fat suit on, and then took it off when he went to Brooklyn. So his last game with the Rockets. So I don't know what I'm thinking about. His last game was with the Rockets. He had 16.7 rebounds, 6 assists. Oh, and God bless it, he looks fat in this video. Oh, my God, this is incredible.
So here it is. This is what I was thinking of.
They played the Lakers, by the way.
Yeah, Houston Rockets are spiraling out of control this season as James Harden's trade request and subsequent lack of effort led to the Rockets looking completely non-competitive against the Los Angeles.
Wow, Devin Carter got bottom line treatment. I guess that's because Shams reported it.
Oh, well, the league is waiting.
Well, the league is big. The biggest debut in Sacramento since LeBron James. Devin Carter tonight.
It has Devin Carter about his when he's traded and comes back to Sacramento.
Pleasure. Started your career here.
Yeah, but you were about to talk about LeBron, though. LeBron.
Well, LeBron and Steph, the old guys were cooking last night.
You know, I was talking to you about it before the game, or before the show, excuse me, and how wild it is to see Steph Curry start to look a little older.
He's aging.
He's still Steph Curry. He's amazing. What a game last night.
Yep.
And I'm terrified of him on Sunday. But you know, you see him and it's like, oh man. Like he is 36. He's 36, right? Like he is slowing down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And his slowing down is still great for a lot of people, but It's surreal to see that because I look at guys like Steph, KD. And
okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
LeBron, and you just feel like you're never going to see them be old. You're never going to see them slow down a little bit. And yeah, in some of the games before, because I think, what was the game before? I think it was against the Cavs, where Steph had a rough shooting night. It was either that or the game before that. He had a real rough shooting night, like 2-19 or something like that. And Donovan Mitchell was just destroying those guys. And yeah, poor Steph. I told you me and my wife were watching the game last night, and Steph gets subbed out in the third quarter and sitting on the bench. She goes, why does he look so tired? And Steph was just like, just like, oh, man, this poor dude trying to carry these guys. But he did his thing last night.
Yeah, he did. They beat the crap out of the 76ers.
They did.
They just absolutely beat the hell out of them. But that's a team that kind of, you know, James was adamant, they're not going to be able to keep this up. And it's like, all right, maybe they're not going to be able to keep it up at a 12-3 clip or whatever they were. Mm-hmm. But this is a good basketball team.
Would you trade Jimmy for Paul George?
Would I trade Jimmy for Paul George?
The Sixers thing's not working, so you kind of move off of Paul George. Say you go to Miami for a few years. Jimmy can play for half a season, and then Philly redo it again, I guess. Figure out something else.
I don't think I would.
Just because there's not really a match out there for Jimmy.
I mean, I think about it.
I'd do it if I'm Miami.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd swap Jimmy Butler for Paul George if I'm Philadelphia. But, of course, it's Daryl Morey, so who freaking knows?
Yeah, I don't think that helps him. Now, if you're Philadelphia.
Paul George is better than Jimmy Butler, no?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. If you're Philadelphia and you can get a first-round pick out of that.
Yeah, we'll say Philly gets a first-round pick for that.
Has Daryl Morey ever drafted anyone?
I don't know. Did he draft Maxey?
Did he?
I don't know. I think so.
Tyrese just hit his extension, right?
Mm-hmm. So that means this is his fifth year, maybe?
I don't think Daryl Morey drafted Tyrese Maxey.
That's a good question. But maybe has he drafted any? Because I can't think of any rookies on any of his teams.
No one. Absolutely no one.
Daryl Morey was hired November of 2020. Tyrese Maxey was drafted 2020, so I'm assuming that's before November, right? Yeah.
Well, he inherited.
That's crazy. So, but remember, 2020.
Oh, that, good call, Uncle Looney. You did draft Jared McCain.
Okay, good call.
Yeah.
But remember, 2020, the draft
was in October or something like that, huh?
Yeah, so I guess Daryl Morey still didn't draft him. trying to help this man out with the COVID and didn't even help. We'll come back. Is that our guy, Leezy? Leezy, turn the lights on. Leezy, turn the lights on. Stilo and KC here. We'll come back. Semifinals for the college football playoffs are set. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, let's go to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line. 916-909-1320. Our man Mitch out there. Mitch, what up, baby?
Hey. How are you guys? Happy and healthy New Year to you guys. I know the 6th is the cutoff, so.
This is it.
Had to get that in.
No, it's not the 6th. It's today. This is the last day. It's Friday, so Monday's a fresh start. Everybody get your little Happy New Year's off and then shut the hell up.
Okay. I'm glad I made it. You know, kind of like Devon Carter made the high requirement. You know, it's six, if it was any taller than 6'2", they wouldn't have drafted him, right?
No, I mean, if he's taller than that, they probably wouldn't have drafted
Mitch
him.
Mitch got jokes today.
Yeah, I had to say, I was uptight. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mitch.
All right, Mitch. Go ahead, Mitch. Cook.
I'm going to get a little bashful. I had last week, I had a celebration in my mom's life. It was really nice. I was uptight for a couple of months. I had to say something. And I was trying to think. Just, you know, good things and the positives. 92, there was a lot of things. And she was a great little woman, made it from Columbia. I got photos. And when she arrived in Miami, I could have been born in Miami, but she somehow got out of New York, on the Hicks side. And, I had to do a speech, and I wrote something down. I managed to do things, but I forgot to stand up. But that was my only thing, but that was just my nerves.
It's all good, Mitch. Man. Prayers up to your mom, man. And Mitch, this might help you, make you feel a little better. I saw yesterday was the anniversary of one of the great Rose Bowls I've ever seen.
I was going to ask Mitch if he brought up USC quarterbacks when talking about his mom.
Yeah, did you?
Well, Sam Darnold might be top four MVP.
There it is.
Maybe all right. Maybe steals the comeback from Barkley. Comeback player?
Oh, Saquon. I thought he was talking about Barkley, the quarterback, Matt Barkley.
Oh. Rest in peace, Mom. Yeah. Sam Darnold is a top four MVP candidate.
I saw that come up on my feed. I think I retweeted, but that was one of the best Rose Bowls I've ever seen. That
USC in Texas?
Penn State.
Oh, Penn State.
Where Sam Darnold, I think he threw 5 touchdowns.
Oh.
It was like a 52-49 win for us. That was a fantastic Rose Bowl.
Well, nothing has
Saquon
been...
was in that game. Saquon had a crazy run, like a Reggie Bush-like run in that game for like 70-yard touchdown.
Saquon Barkley crazy. Might have changed the face of NFL television for years to come. Well, the New York Giants off-season Hard Knocks.
Grand opening, grand closing.
how long has Hard Knocks been on the air? 20, 30-something years, dating back to Ray Lewis and all of that?
Yep.
That was the first time in the history of this show I ever heard it was Tannenbaum on ESPN. Like, yeah, I think you guys show too much. I've been a part of these. I get how it works. You guys can cut stuff out.
Yeah.
You showed way too much in your Saquon Barkley discussions.
Man, and it's living on.
And
right
I'll net Tannenbaum's like, this could come back to haunt you. Dear God. Like, truer words have never been spoken. Mm. You could not only, like, at least in, you know, without cameras, you're left with, man, like, why didn't they, like, what was it, money? Like, what was it? No, there's cameras. It was pure incompetence. Oof.
And you're got the threat from the owner. And the still shot of him looking at people is circulating.
A threat from the owner who, in about 48 hours, will pay off that threat.
Hey, we didn't talk about the Giants on Sunday.
Oh my God!
What the hell was that?
The Giants scored points and won a football game.
Shout out to them, because that's also what Miami needed to have a chance this weekend.
Oh man, they're out of the one, right?
I think they still have it. No,
I don't think they.
Well, the Patriots have it right now.
Yeah,
I think the Patriots have it.
I think they're third. I'll look up the order right now. But man, there is a. I think it's the Browns, Patriots.
The Titans are in there somewhere because they lost to Jacksonville. And the Raiders are looking.
Do I have
Raiders
right?
Are going to
Raiders, are moving towards the teens.
Yeah, they're going to mess around and draft 15th. Raiders might end up in the hunt graphic somehow, some way. It's going to be the third quarter. I don't know, folks. Somehow the Raiders are in the hunt.
I've got the Patriots, the Titans, the Browns, and the Giants.
Oof.
Jacksonville's right after that. Panthers.
Oh my
Jets,
gosh. Oh my gosh. Raiders. The Raiders. They were 1 2 weeks ago.
And now with the ninth pick, the Raiders take the top safety of the NFL draft. Oh,
man. The crazy thing is, Raider Nation, you'll have to correct me. Because of everything that happened, the Raiders won, and I don't think they actually moved. Because didn't the Raiders win again? Haven't the Raiders won the last two?
Pretty sure they're on a winning streak.
They beat Saints.
I don't think they moved. Like, they dropped so far after winning that first game, but because the Giants won and a few other things, I think they wound up, if they moved, they didn't move very far. Right.
Shutter Sanders and Cam Ward, goodbye. Jackson Dart, how you doing?
Jackson Dart can play, though. They'd be lucky to get Jackson Dart. Now, here's the killer, though. This is something I thought about, because they won against the Saints. Yeah, they beat the Saints. And I saw a video in the locker room. They having a good old time. AP in there talking about Raiders. Mark Davis is in there talking about Raiders. Like, they having a great time. And AP talking about, like, yo, this is what we talking about. This is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I thought about this. Since they're not picking their quarterback in this draft, would you just keep AP around?
Man. Gross. Man. No, you can't. Not unless he's sticking around for a few years. You have to take a quarterback. You can't just not take a quarterback this draft either.
I don't think they're going to be around.
So figure it out. Trade up. Do something. Can't do what happened last year can't happen again.
Is the only let's do this exercise here real quick, because we're at 8. The Patriots taking a quarterback?
No.
They've got the number one overall pick in the draft as it stands right now.
They Patriots, could trade down.
Cleveland?
They might.
They just restructured Deshaun Watson's contract, by the way. So he's probably they're not going to cut him.
They'll take a quarterback.
I'll take Shador Cam Ward if I'm the Browns.
No, I'm taking a quarterback if I'm the Browns.
Tennessee?
Yes.
Yep.
New York?
Yep.
Yes. Jacksonville?
No. No.
Jacksonville's not taking a quarterback. Carolina?
No, I'll say no.
Shout out Bryce Young.
Yeah.
So you're going no too?
Yeah, no quarterback.
And then obviously the Jets are. They're going to destroy another young man's life. Yep. That's what they do.
Sounds right.
And shout out to them, because now they destroyed old men's lives. And I'm all for it. You could continue to destroy his. That's fine. And then you have the Raiders at 8. So we're talking the Jets, and this is probably being a bit conservative because of Carolina, though I'm going to side with both of you. The Jets, the Giants, the Titans, probably the Browns and the Patriots. 5 teams ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders need a quarterback.
No, the Patriots are not taking a quarterback.
Oh, the Patriots. You're right. Four teams ahead of the Raiders.
So check this out. I just thought about something because I'm looking at. Actually, I didn't think about it. I saw it, and this is a great point.
Meanwhile, their owner in the locker room celebrating with a coach that he needs to fire. All right, man.
We talk about the Patriots having the number one pick and trading. And Tankathon's mock draft, which they're probably right, they might just take Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Might just take, so there is no trade there. They got Shador going to Tennessee, Cam Ward going to Cleveland. The Giants don't get a quarterback. What's my man's name from Mississippi that you just mentioned?
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart. He is, I'm trying to see if he's in the first round anywhere. I don't see him in this mock draft in the first round. He's a good quarterback, but I don't know if he's a first round pick.
I can see the Patriots trading down with like the Titans for like number 3.
If you're sure the Titans,
because they're still going to take a quarterback, Browns still need a quarterback, and then you get Travis Hunter at 3.
Unless you have a bidding war, why would you do that if you're Tennessee? If you get word that there's a bidding war, maybe you get suckered into it because you're like.
I think there will be. But the Patriots will have suitors because like the Raiders are going to have to try and trade up.
Yeah, the Patriots are the Patriots.
There will be teams fighting. Like, the Giants are going to have to try and trade up.
The Patriots are the best case scenario for every other team in the draft because they are not looking for their franchise quarterback.
I don't know who moves up though. The Jets maybe. And the Patriots aren't going to do no deal with
well,
the Jets.
Who actually moves up and who needs to move up are different.
The Giants and Titans are two teams that can fight for that first pick, too. Giants need a quarterback. Giants, Titans are right there. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, the Giants. But if you're, and I'm thinking more Raiders, right? Like, mm-hmm. How can the Raiders get a quarterback? If you're the Patriots, you can't move any further than 4th. Really? Because
yeah, you probably don't want to.
Yeah. Because number one, say I'm the Patriots and I trade with the Raiders. Why do I need to go to 8 or 9? Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
like,
the 3 teams directly behind you can can make moves forward. The reason you would go to 8 is if there's multiple first round picks attached to it.
And a Crosby.
Not and.
That's too rich. Crosby, yeah. And multiple first
round picks. No.
Crosby. No. Crosby, we're swapping picks, and next year's first round is too much?
Well, no, that's not.
That's
because you're swapping,
and
then one more, plus Max Crosby, that's not too much to me. I wouldn't start there, but if we ended there,
I think that's all the Raiders got. That's their only chance. They gotta move Max Crosby.
Yeah. Okay.
To get up there. Right now, they got them taking I always get the young man's first name messed up, but the wide receiver out of Arizona, McMillan, he's nice. He's the truth. Mm-hmm. But who's throwing him the damn ball?
I don't know. That's what they got to figure out.
And
but no, keep celebrating your wins, though. Good for y'all. Two wins in a row.